Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tonana. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pettis moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Brookins scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Upshaw hits a line drive towards right. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Franco. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heath strikes out. One out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wallowander bunts towards the mound. Bales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Wallowander moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wallewander tags and scores. Pettis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Salazar is 0-1 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. John Perlman now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lemon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Castillo hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Herndon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knight is 0-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallewander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wallewander hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pettis is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw is 0-1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brookins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallowander is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wallowander takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pearlman. Heath moves to third. Wallowander moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perlman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Brooken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wallowander is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Dedman. Wallowander moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Dedman covering, for the out. Wallowander moves to third. 2 outs. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salazar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.